the Grand Haven fight song. We always play that when we're talking about Grand Haven area public schools. Why wouldn't we? Kristen Burkowski, the new superintendent, Michael McDonald, executive director of business services, are here in the studio. Welcome. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
A little bit closer to that microphone.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Guys doing well?
Great.
Yeah.
Just experienced my first Coast Guard festival.
Wasn't it amazing?
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. It was just off the hook. And the fact that these agencies, you know, they all work together to keep us safe. And it's not a big committee, the Coast Guard committee. They're not. It's the volunteers and then, of course, the board that does all the work.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty amazing.
So
it's always interesting that we have and then we move to an election right after Coast Guard and people can't even, you know, don't even know what day it is, but we have a big election tomorrow and there is something called the 2024 Sinking Fund, a millage that the district can levy with voter approval. It's generally utilized as a pay-as-you-go projects, allows for the execution of infrastructure improvements. Can you guys tell me a little bit more about it?
Yes. So essentially, this kind of works as a savings account. So works similarly to our non-homestead where you levy the tax rate and then you get the revenue each year. Unlike the bond proposal, which is really you're selling bonds mm-hmm. and then you levy the debt millage to pay back the principal and interest. And so this is a smaller way to consistently maintain our infrastructure at the district.
Okay, so a sinking fund is used primarily for repair, replacement over time, like parking lots, air handlers, boilers, classroom carpet, that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what else can you use a sinking fund for, Kristen?
Well, our priorities for this one are really three areas. Safety, so improving the safety of students and staff on mm-hmm. school and on district property. Technology, so maintaining what we currently have for students with our one-to-one devices. And really that replacing and improving current functionality in buildings regarding facilities. So that really that what that equals is efficiency and cost savings district-wide.
Okay.
So some examples.
Yeah, give me some examples.
Some examples are, safety equipment district-wide, improving safety lighting in parking lots, updating our public announcement system, things such as that. We also, as you mentioned, parking lots, site upgrades. We've got a high school roof replacement. And, again, just to be real transparent, we have all of these fund proposed plan projects on our website mm-hmm. Of how the funds would be used.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how does the millage compare with neighboring districts? Because a lot of people always want to know that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so Grand Haven and Ottawa County has the lowest debt and sinking fund millage when you look at it all. So in tax year 2024, we'll be levying a 0.31 debt millage.
Mm-hmm.
And in comparison, if you look at Allendale, they're levying a 12 mil.
Okay.
And then most districts are between the kind of 6 and 9 total millage between mm-hmm. a debt and sinking fund. And so the districts in Ottawa County that have a sinking fund are Holland. Granville has a portion in Ottawa County.
Okay.
Hudsonville, West Ottawa, Zeeland.
That's quite a few.
Yep.
That's certainly quite a few. So how much would the proposed sinking fund cost the average homeowner then?
So it's a 0.7 mil in the proposal. And so on our website, we do have a chart of what that would cost as mm-hmm. well as a tax calculator. But let's just say a $200,000 taxable value, that's $140 per year.
Okay, $140 per year. Now, you know, there are people that are listening that, you know, I went to school in the 70s. We didn't have air conditioning. Why do they need all this stuff? Well, things change. Christian, can you talk to the audience a little bit about that? Somebody listening saying, you know, we didn't have these things in high school. Well, a lot has changed and buildings change and things need to get fixed and things need to be better for our students.
Yeah. So, you know, we are using these funds for things that are essential upgrades so that we can keep security, site improvements, you know, upgrades and repairs. We are not using this and cannot use these funds for, you know, regular maintenance, employee salary benefits, operating expenses. So these are nuts and bolts of keeping our buildings, infrastructure up to date and really just functioning well for our students.
Okay. It does say that the ballot language includes construction, but you're not going to be building any new buildings or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay, wonderful. How's it been being the new superintendent of Grand Haven Area Public Schools, Kristen?
It's been such a warm welcome.
Has it?
We have, my husband and I have moved to the area, and we are really just trying to get involved in the community. We mm-hmm. were flipping pancakes last weekend. We were at the information booth, both learning about Grand Haven and sharing information with people that came to the community for the Coast Guard Festival, and just looking for any ways to get out in the community. Currently, I have been out talking with internal stakeholders, but most recently just meeting with business leaders and area community leaders, and just getting their perceptions of the school district, what they think is going well, what we can improve. And then really what's exciting is we are having an external stakeholder meeting to get people's feedback. September 12th from 9 to 3, mm-hmm. We will be hosting, more information will be coming out here this week. We will be hosting really just a listening tour of sorts, and we are looking for community members. We're not going to limit the number of folks that come, and really want to hear about their perceptions of Grand Haven Area Public Schools and the future of it.
Wonderful. Is there anything else we need to know about this sinking fund, this bond?
Just a reminder that all this information is on our website.
Yes, it is.
Very transparently. And again, if you'd like to see a list of the proposed projects, those are also all listed there between now and the next 10 years.
Wonderful. And the polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
We need everybody up. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, so what is your day like when you get, now you go back, you go to the school. So what's your day, what is it like in the summer? What do you do? Just get stuff done, right?
This is the finance department's busiest time of the year.
It is. Okay.
We're wrapping up fiscal year end and then also preparing for our financial audit, which this year we are doing the annual comprehensive financial report, which is more in-depth audit, mm-hmm. which includes more transparency within that audit. So people can expect a larger report this year.
Got it. Okay. So you just work on things and get ready for the school year. It'll be here before you know it.
Yes. Our central office team is hiring staff. We're getting ready with principals coming back tomorrow to really kick off the school year.
Isn't that something? And I know many area agencies, such as like the Salvation Army, they do a back to school thing and whatnot, and we might do something as well. So we'll keep you posted on that. Kristen Perkowski, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Michael McDonald, the Executive Director of Business Services. I haven't had you in the studio yet. So very nice to meet you. And polls will open at tomorrow, and we'll put all that information in a link to the school's website in our podcast interview.